From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Golfer Tiger Woods, in a televised statement today, apologized to his wife, family, friends, and fans for a string of infidelities that he called selfish and a failure of character. NPR's Greg Allen has more.
It was Tiger Woods' first public comment since November 27th, when he crashed his SUV outside his Florida home, and revelations afterward that he'd had a string of affairs despite his marriage.
I was unfaithful. I had affairs. I cheated. What I did is not acceptable, and I am the only person to blame.
Woods said he'd just completed 45 days inpatient therapy, in his words, taking the first steps in the right direction. He said he and his wife, Elin, had started the process of discussing the damage caused by his behavior. Woods' mother and a few dozen supporters were on hand for the statement at the home of the PGA Tour near Jacksonville. As for golf,
I do plan to return to golf one day. I just don't know when that day will be.
Woods said he wouldn't rule out returning by the end of the year. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
A top career Justice Department official has overruled the findings of misconduct against three former Bush administration officials for their role in compiling the so-called torture memos. More from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
In July, the Justice Department Office of Professional Responsibility completed a report focusing on three men, John Yoo, Jay Bybee, and Stephen Bradbury. All played a major role in crafting the standards for interrogating high-value terrorism detainees. The investigation found that Bybee, now a federal judge, and Yoo were guilty of misconduct, which could have subjected them to disbarment or even criminal prosecution. The two challenged the findings, and today, in a letter sent to Congress, the Justice Department said that the misconduct finding has been overruled by a top career Justice Department official. The official concluded that while the men exhibited such poor judgment that they could have been subject to disciplinary action if they were still at the Justice Department, their actions fell short of actual misconduct. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Prices at the consumer level were up modestly in January, but excluding volatile food and energy, they did something they haven't done in decades, declined. Labor Department reports the core rate of its closely watched consumer price index fell 0.1%, marked the first decline in core inflation since December of 1982. Robert Dye is an economist with PNC Financial Services and says inflation appears to be behaving.
All the data has been fairly supportive of it, what I would call a moderate speed recovery, and I think we're going to be on track for that for the rest of the year.
Numbers would seem to indicate the Federal Reserve can continue to keep interest rates low for some time without sparking undue inflation. Those restrained inflation numbers helped Wall Street post its best week of the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 9 points today to close at 10,402, but for the week, the Dow was up 3%. This is NPR. Authorities in Massachusetts say they are reopening an investigation into a more than two decades old shooting involving University of Alabama Huntsville professor who was accused of gunning down three of her colleagues earlier this month. Since the incident in which Professor Amy Bishop allegedly opened fire killing three colleagues at a staff meeting, it's been revealed that Bishop also shot her brother to death in Massachusetts in 1986. Bishop apparently was not charged in that case. In the latest shooting, officials said they aren't clear why she allegedly opened fire, though some colleagues say she had complained about not being given tenure. Toyota's president, Akio Toyoda, says he will testify before a congressional panel next week. Initially, the executive has said he would leave the testimony to his North American chief. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
Toyota has been criticized for staying out of the public eye as his company announced recall after recall for various safety problems, including reports of unintended acceleration. Today, he issued a statement saying he looks forward to speaking directly with Congress and the American people. He'll testify before the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform on Wednesday. A little over a year ago, top executives at Chrysler and GM faced tough questioning from Congress, but GM's new CEO, Ed Whitaker, says he thinks Toyota is doing the right thing.
Well, he should go. I mean, he should go answer. He's responsible for his company. He has that position. I'm glad he's going to go. He should go up there and talk about it.
Whitaker spoke during a GM employee ride and drive event. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Detroit.
Federal regulators have shut down a small bank in Florida. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation took over Marco Community Bank in Marco Island. There have been 17 U.S. bank failures this year, following 140 last year. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.